Hey, welcome back to HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. I'm here along with my producer, Steve Marks. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Linda.
And joining us, as he does every week, our resident researcher and psychologist from Upstate's Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership is Dr. Rich O'Neill. Hey, Rich.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Now, we got a really interesting question today, Rich, and I think it's going to be very interesting to hear your perspective because this is about someone who's training for a marathon. I know you're a runner and a cyclist, and so this to me was like right in your wheelhouse, and I know somebody who's gone through something just like this, so I'm going to be really interested.
Okay,
so
let me read it for our listeners' sake, and then I'll have you take a stab at it. Okay. I've run consistently since the spring, 3 or 4 times a week, looking forward to a half marathon this fall and a bunch of other races in between. But now 2 weeks out from the big race, I've lost all my enthusiasm, and I just want it to be over already. This has never happened to me before. What's going on?
Well, this is a great question. First off, congrats to this person for getting to where they got and for their goal and all of the consistent work. We're going to talk more about that. This also, the lessons from this, I think about these as lessons from the marathon. Because you learn a lot of things when you train, when you run. And there are a lot of things there that apply directly to the rest of our life. So we're going to talk about them. This person is talking about burnout. Mm-hmm. We take it to work, the work context.
Right.
Talking about getting burned out at something. And where burnout comes from is trying to do too much with too few resources. Right? You're stressing yourself out. And training is really stressful. The difficulty is when we're stressing ourselves, we have to have sufficient rest. There's a quote from this woman, Dina Castor, who's an Olympic level runner that I absolutely love. It's rest as deeply as you work.
Mm.
Rest as deeply as you work. I love that quote.
I think it's fabulous. And what it reminds me of is I think being a type A personality myself, I've always been a person who's push myself.
Yeah.
And I remember the first or second time I got involved in yoga, one of the teachers said something like, the rest in yoga is as important as the postures that you take.
Yes.
It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
They both are crucial to being able to be whole.
Yeah. In fact, they know now that when you rest is when your muscles get stronger. It's not when you're doing the long workout. So you have to rest in between for your muscles to rebuild themselves. Let's take it to the idea of exhaustion here. This person is experiencing burnout, very likely. I mean, there may be other things. You'd want to get a physical. You'd want to make sure all those other things are ruled out. It's just from your running. But he or she's only been running 6 months or 7 months, right? That's actually not a very long time to train in order to run a long marathon, a long race. So probably, if assuming everything else is good, nothing physical wrong, probably this is a signal of just doing too much too soon. And they mention, okay, I'm doing a lot of races as well. So that exhausts your body as well. Now, what do? You take that as a signal that says, I need some more rest. I need to really get some sleep. 100 years ago, before there was electric lights and the internet and all that stuff, human beings in the United States used to sleep 9 hours a night.
Yeah.
And now we sleep about 7 to 7.5 hours a night. So we're chronically sleep deprived.
Right.
So this is probably a signal. The person is just doing too much and expecting too much. And it's a great time for them to get this information because 2 weeks before a big race is a good time to taper.
Right.
Actually, really serious runners spend the last 2 weeks before, 3 weeks usually, before a marathon running less and less so you can let your body restore itself.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
I think, too, it's not just a physical rest. I think from that this... It's possible that this becomes such a focal point to be ready for this. And probably there's anxiety about, you know, my first half marathon.
Yeah.
But also to train as you do and athletes like this do, there are other things in your life that you have to put aside so that you can do your training. So if this is a person who has a busy job or has a family, maybe a mom or a dad that's trying to do this, but at the same time, you know there are things that are not getting done that have been done for years before that, yeah. but over these last right. 6 months, mm-hmm. had to put a lot of things aside and
pressure.
Really focus, and maybe that just builds up too. You know, you're kind yeah. of like at the point where, you know, I want this to be over with because I need to get back to doing
may very well be, Steve.
So there may be a mental part of this too.
Well, yeah, and the, you know, the experience of losing the motivation, that may be just simply physical, because when you're physically tired, right. you lose your mental motivation.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
one of the signs. But you also, you know, as a person trains more, they're probably doing more running, and they're having less
right.
time in their
right.
life. So there's stress there. It really speaks to, you really have to develop the team around you if you want to make a significant change in your life, not just with running or something like that, but if you're going to do something different, you have to get your team around you knowing, here's my goal. Are you on board with this?
So there's
how
the
can
issue,
you support me?
The issue of support, but
yep.
there's also this issue of respecting the importance of work and rest.
Yes, work and rest.
Balance.
That's the... Absolutely. You have to, and if you're tired, take that as a signal you need more sleep. People, the sleep experts say, listen, don't use an alarm clock. Sleep until you wake up.
Yeah.
Most people who train very significantly for running, they often take a nap in the middle of the day because they're tired and their
right,
body
right.
really needs the sleep. So too much too soon, the prescription is do a little bit less, right? Taper your time before the big race, but also get more sleep overall.
Well, it's supposed to be fun, too. You know, I mean,
yes,
really.
If it's
I
not
mean,
fun,
that.
You know, you're doing too much.
Right.
Exactly right.
If it's not fun, then don't do it, because
right.
really this should be something that you're excited to do.
Yeah.
So I can definitely understand why this person
well,
is concerned.
Well, that's great food for thought. I think great points.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, folks, if you've got a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put your question on the air next time.